This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
And you're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean and the delicious Dave. Now, yesterday was the very exciting Ida Hobbit Day. It was set to be Dean's busiest day of the year, but things got shifted a little bit. So we just want to do a check-in and see how all the events went.
I still was very, very busy, especially having a full face of drag yesterday morning and starting my day with the two of you. Now, Rach, you were stuck at home, but you did tell us yesterday on the show that you were going to still be a part of the Ida Hobbit Love by joining the Storytime is for Everyone online event. What was that like?
It was actually so incredible. Aww. So you couldn't tell how many people were there, but then they started reading out the messages that people were sending in through the Q&A, and which was highly moderated, so nothing negative came through at all. And it was so wholesome because I also knew that my roommate Ari with Matt and Aldo were sitting in Adelaide watching it as well.
Oh,
so we were reading these books all together. The performers did an incredible job, and there were two incredible inclusive authors who read their own books as well.
Oh,
and I loved it. Loved it so much. I stayed for the whole 2 hours. I did see a lot of people took their children to bed because that's a long time to be reading books.
I mean, absolutely.
They were very tired.
It was really fun. It was really wonderful to be a part of.
And a friend of the show, Frock Hudson, who must be asleep somewhere, exhausted. Have any news how Frock's day went?
Look, Frock actually had the most affirming and wonderful day in the world. It was really wonderful. So everyone, if you haven't noticed anything in the news, it really freaked me out that people were sending me a picture saying Frock Hudson is trending in Australia on Twitter for the craziest of ways, but also the most wonderful one. Yesterday's Ida Hobbit, it was great to be able to be here and start the day with both of you at Joy. I was then whisked straight from here to Parliament House where we did a story time. Thank you to our lovely Equality Minister, Harriet Ching, who helped orchestrate that. And it was really affirming for myself and all the other performers to
By
be
the
able
way,
to.
It looked incredible. The Parliament House, there were numerous drag performers there sitting on the floor with kids reading stories. What an uplifting event.
Kids looked so engaged and so excited.
You know what? And so were the politicians. Like, I think this lovely thing was for them to be able to hear from our community, and not just from performers, but members of our community, about what it means for us to feel inclusive. And it was a wonderful thing that they put that on for not just the drag performers, but for everyone that was there.
Now, Dean, when you were doing the reading of the books, you referenced quite a few times, every time I saw you on social media, you're like, I don't want to say too much because I'm going to cry because I'm going to make up my makeup.
Okay.
But how were you feeling in front of Parliament when you had to read the book for the first time?
Look, that one was wonderful because they walked in, they all came, they were invited. They didn't have to come, you know, and they were invited to this wonderful Storytime morning tea, and they all came, and it could not have been a more supportive group. Now, I had to basically go first immediately after our lovely Equality Minister's speech because I had to be whisked away to Eltham. I luckily was able to read the first story, which was an amazing story called A House for Everyone, which is a wonderful story written by an amazing Victorian mother who couldn't find any stories that represented their trans child's life, so they made one. And this is one I love reading at story time. And being able to read that for those politicians, some of them did know of the author and the book already because they're an amazing part of our community, Jo Hurst, was really wonderful. But it has beautiful messages and inclusive language. And I got to throw in a few jokes as well, so I know how to make some Polly laughs.
Now, how did Eltham go? Obviously, that one was one that was talked about a bit in the news. Everyone was feeling a little bit anxious about it.
In the news. It was all over the place.
How was it?
It put Eltham on the map.
It was.
It did, absolutely. Yes. Everyone's like, El what?
Where is it?
Yeah.
It was so amazing. It was the most wonderful, affirming thing. I'm going to be really honest. Like, listeners wouldn't know this, but both Rach and Dave know. I had no idea what I was stepping into.
Yeah.
I think we need to give the biggest applause and shout out. I'm hitting the applause now for the Rainbow Community Angels, who are just an amazing, wonderful group of individuals and
who
community
rocked up
members.
In numbers as well. Can I ask, was that Felicity Marlowe at the front of the pack dancing?
Leading the pack.
Oh, so love Felicity.
This, as we had Felicity on the show last week talking about what we wanted to do with the Angels, like this is something that really just came together in the last 9 days.
Yeah.
You know, and we were just like, we want to do something. We didn't know Eltham was going to be the last library standing in Victorian Storytime, but we just all, as we talked about on the show, went, we need to create a way to counteract this hate with positivity, with rainbow. And that was the perfect way to do it. And I didn't even know how many people were going to be there. I didn't know that there were protesters. And to be able to be brought in and be surrounded by this beautiful energy of community. And when I say community, these people have taken time out of their day to come together. And I want to stress this, it's not for me, it's for everyone else to come together and create something supportive.
And you want to think about the meaning positive. Of Ida Hobbit. That is the true meaning of Ida Hobbit. What happened yesterday at Eltham Library.
Absolutely. Fighting against
and
homophobia.
Also, kudos to the library who were like, well, if we can't hold it inside, we're going to do it outside and we're still going to make this event happen.
They supported. And what I want to stress as well is like, I did a 1 hour story time, but our Rainbow Angels, our Rainbow Community Angels were there for 3 hours. They were dancing for 3 hours. And it wasn't just the community members with wings. There were parents, families, so many people came and just stood and danced. And boy, did they dance. If you've seen any of it on social media, it was the most beautiful, beautiful, affirming thing to see. It was, there were a couple of times I almost cried, you may see on the social media, because it was so wonderful and it had been so crazy. But this is what we do as a community. I do want to remind everyone, I did write down somewhere, I can't find it. This is what Ida Hobbit is all about, counteracting the homophobia, biphobia, transphobia and intersex discrimination that exists. And I do want to remind people, we had Micah from Minus 18 on the show yesterday. And Micah did remind us that 68% of LGBTIQA plus employees are not out to everyone at work. 2 in 3 LGBTIQA plus youth experience abuse due to their identity. And 35% of LGBTIQA plus Australians have experienced verbal abuse in the past 12 months. And we are seeing, unfortunately, that rising a little bit with this kind of rhetoric that exists. And of course, we need that to stop. And that's why the rainbows came together and went, we need to do something. That's why the community came together. Every single Ida Hobbit post I saw lifted me up with so much joy yesterday, because we know we don't need to get into the gutter with these people and we can just stand up, be proud and be amazing. And it's great. And the hardest line the entire day, I'm going to say in the story time that I had to say, was from Scott Stewart's book, My Rainbow is Pink, where I had to say, and some people may love you and some people may not. No, wait, that's not right. I haven't got the book in front of me. And some people may love you and some people may not, but those that do love you will love you a lot. Aww. I read that 3 times yesterday at Story Times, and it's the most important message that we could absolutely give at any time.
Absolutely. And the more that people hate against our community, the more our community sticks together. And it is a great reflection of how far we still have to come. And this is why places like Joy, places like the Pride Centre, LGBTQIA plus organisations are still needed because of all of this. So thank you, Dean. And thank you, everyone who supported Dean and all of the events throughout Ida Hobbit yesterday.
I do want to say a very special thank you. Why am I crying? It was a really wonderful thing and an affirming thing.
Because it's good.
Yes. It absolutely is.
Get the tears out early.
I do want to say an absolutely huge thank you to everyone who has just, whether online or in private, showed me any support over the past few weeks, because it has been crazy. And now it's amazing. It just bounces off me. I'm like Teflon. I'm like a saucepan. I'm just
Teflon
sliding
Dean.
Around. It's bouncing around. I do just want to say a huge thank you. And I want to say a thank you to everyone that keeps doing what they do, because it elevates our communities. Seeing, you know, the Rainbow Ready report from Gippsland Pride Initiative coming out, seeing Pride celebrated everywhere. Everyone, thank you for doing what you do, because it's not about me, it's about we. And we can come together and we can celebrate who we are without hate, without hurt, and we can uplift everyone and show everyone that it's okay to
be
you.
Well, let's absorb the tears. Let's put the tissues away. Let's get the show on the road.
We've got to get on. I'm talking too much.
It's Joy Breakfast with Rach Dean and it's delicious, Dave. I'm just going to live with it.
Joy. We've just done done a little Ida Hobbit wrap-up, and we got a lovely message in from Andy. Andy said, morning, Rach and Dean, and the delicious, or maybe dirty, Dave-o.
Don't go with that one, Andy.
I saw the fantabulous Frock Hudson on the box last night, a.k.a. on the telly. I heard about that. and the legendary Rainbow Angels, Feeling the Love, folks. Woohoo! From Andy with so many love hearts.
Morning, Andy. You know what? I just want to ask, delicious Dave-o, how did everyone at work feel about your sequined rainbow bikini?
Well, some people couldn't stop looking, to be honest with you. They just kept looking and all the photos. Too much for me. Attention.
Look, it was, you know, someone had to take attention away from me for the day.
That's right.
That's all we're asking. Oh, look, we've also gotten a lovely message as well. Morning, Rach and Dean and the beautiful Dave. Oh, Andy's stepping up. Dirty, delicious, beautiful. It's all there. Dean, you couldn't have said it better. Thank you, Andy. There's lots of love in the air today, folks. There really is. It's been crazy, and the affirmation and queer joy and positivity and rainbow that we've seen is awesome.
Joy.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean, and it's nearly time for us to wrap up our show, Rach.
Yes, we have gotten a couple more messages through. Paul said the bunyip is still at the river at Sturt Reserve, and I did call it an ogre, so I do apologise. But we did get a really beautiful message, and I want to read this one out for you, Dean.
Okay.
This comes from Grant saying, you can imagine how proud I have been of my mate Dean over the last week. Well, I always am, but this week especially so. I've always believed that bravery doesn't mean that you aren't scared, but that you push through and you do the right thing anyway. I can only imagine the stress that's being in the focus of a hate group will bring. But despite all of this, Dean has showed all of us how to push through with grace, intelligence, good humour, and above all, bravery. Watching you on TV made this old queen cry. Well done.
Oh,
so
God.
That was a big thank you from Grant.
You're going to make
a very
me
beautiful
cry again.
Way. Stop it, Dean. I'm not there to wipe away your tears.
There was also another lovely message that was received. I just want to share in. This one was from Daniel, just saying to me, but I want to have another message to it saying, you made a world record size golden nugget out of a turd yesterday. And I'd just like to say, we did that, not me. We. It was because community came together when we couldn't be supported by the outer forces that we came together and created something strong that is proud and visible and filled with pride. And we keep on doing that here on the airwaves of Joy, and we need to keep on doing that to lift all of us up. It's we, not me.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.